HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India has joined the US, UK, China, Japan and South Korea to release crude oil from their respective reserves. The first such coordinated move is meant to calm surging fuel rates. This has been done as the producers' cartel continues squeezing supply to keep prices high. The oil ministry said that India will release 5 million barrels of crude oil from its strategic reserves. A bill that seeks to ban all private cryptocurrencies in India is part of the government's parliament agenda. It is among 26 pieces of legislation that will be brought in the monsoon session of parliament. The session will begin next week. India at present has no regulation for cryptocurrencies that are not regulated by any sovereign banking regulator. The Samajwadi Party and the Rashtriya Lok Dal on Tuesday sealed an alliance for up assembly polls. The two parties also discussed a seat-sharing formula, according to sources. The alliance was finalized after RLD Chief Jayant Chaudhary met SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav at the latter's residence. The elections in Uttar Pradesh are scheduled to take place early next year. The Indian cricket team has been allowed to only eat halal meat during their stay in Kanpur. This was revealed by news agency PTI on Tuesday. It said the order has been issued by the BCCI. The catering and menu document also mentions categorically that no pork or beef should be part of any food. Team India is in Kanpur to play the series opener test against New Zealand. A new study has found that older adults who do housework may have a sharper memory. It also said that such adults have better leg strength and greater protection against falls. The findings of the study were published in the open access journal BMJ Open. They were independent of other regular recreational and workplace physical activities, and active commuting.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.